pastoring is not for the faint of heart. Pastoring is not an occupation one necessarily plans to go into. It does become a calling. It becomes a desire of a noble yet dangerous task. And yet the role and function of a pastor can oftentimes be abused by the pastor himself or by the church. So Paul sets out in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 to set things straight about the role of the leaders of the church, the pastors. Now you may think that this seems a little self-serving on my end because I'm a pastor, or maybe someone has hurt my feelings or something's going wrong in my church, but I'm not angry. Nothing's going wrong in our church, but this is one of the beautiful things about studying through books of the Bible. We address the whole counsel of God and not just cherry pick what I want to preach or teach. And since we're walking through 1 Corinthians and last week we finished up chapter 3, then we must continue into chapter 4, taking what it gives us as needful to hear in this moment. So listen to what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. This is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ. So Paul has just stated at the end of chapter 3 that all things are given to serve and to benefit the church. But in the beginning of chapter 4, it seems that Paul walks that statement back a little bit by saying that he and Apollos, they belong to Christ and not to the church. Is that what Paul is doing? What exactly is the point of his argument here? Well, Paul is instructing the church that all things are for her benefit, but that does not make her the boss of all things. All things can be enjoyed by her, but that doesn't make her the employer. As we've seen, a popularity contest had broken out in the church at Corinth that had different divisions of people saying their particular favorite leader was better, more spiritual, more qualified, more worthy of following than the other leaders. And it wasn't just that people were for whoever their favorite leader was, they were also anti the other leader. So Paul has to address this issue, and so this is what he says. Pastoring is not a popularity contest, so stop judging it as one. Perhaps your view of your pastor needs to be adjusted. You know, he's not running for an office. He is fulfilling a calling of God as the servant of Christ. His aim is not to be popular, but to be faithful. As you pray today, please remember Danny Ballard and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Matumbi Life Word broadcast heard throughout Tanzania.